to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie, and I am Goddess Chrissy Marie. So, do you find yourself being forgetful? You think about something, then it slips your mind, and then you wish you would have did it, but time got by. Or do you find yourself just overwhelmed throughout the day, full of anxiety? Or better yet, do you find yourself just mindlessly scrolling on social media and you feel as if you can be doing other things with your time? Well, if that's the case, I recommend start writing things. Yes, I said it correctly. Start writing things. I think because now we spend so much time online, social media, on apps, playing games, listening to music, I feel like a lot of time we're spending our energy online. And granted, I know there are certain apps, like there's a new journaling app that everybody is talking about. I know there are certain apps where you can put your calories in that you're eating a day, you know, and I know there's things that you can do online and I'm not negating them and I still use them myself. However, I feel like when it comes to creating and sculpting my life, one of the most powerful things I can do is write. And that's what this podcast is going to be about. I'm going to discuss some of the things I write that helps me, keep my mind focused, keep me accountable to my goals, and also keep me aligned with the life that I'm creating. Because like I said before, you know, a lot of us spend a lot of time online. And honestly, unless you have your social media set up like a vision board, 9 times out of 10, you are helping other people manifest their life. Think about it. If you're constantly watching other people's lives, you're liking it, you're affirming it. Oh, you're wonderful. I think you're great. You can do it, which there's nothing wrong with it, but you are adding energy to their life. And that's why, as I stated before, a lot of times, you know, when you get off of social media, you're tired, you're drained, you're not inspired. So why not spend time writing and sculpting and creating your own life? And what I realized is when I started making a habit of writing certain things, my life started changing. I became more in tune and aligned with my goals, and I just felt more in control of my life. So let's get into 4 things I think you should start doing to create your life. So the first thing I recommend is start scripting your life. Yes, absolutely. Start scripting your life. Start writing a story. Like if you're in college and you want to get a particular type of job, or if you're in high school and you want to go to a certain college, or if you have a specific person and you want to create a certain life, or if you're just a person where, hey, you want to travel more, start scripting it, start writing it, what it feels like, the things that you are hearing, the things you are saying to yourself and others, and how you are interacting with your world. Because what will happen is you'll become the creator and the producer of your own stories. And also while you're scripting, you can also add affirmations, things that you want to change and affirm in your life, and also things that you're trying to manifest. And, you know, that's part of my inner devotion that I talk about all the time, is actually writing down things that you want to bring into existence. And by reading those scripts and by reading those affirmations, you're keeping your mind aligned and attuned with what you're trying to experience in your reality. So that is very important. The next thing is a cosmic order. And if you haven't heard of that book, you can Google it. I forgot the name of the author. I actually have it myself on my Kindle, but I forgot the name. But you can Google Cosmic Order and it'll come up. That is an amazing book. And actually, I just recently did a technique. So I think it was last Sunday, I was listening to the book. I think it's called C Squared. And the author was talking about the book, The Cosmic Order. And I said, you know what? Let me do a cosmic order. And basically what the cosmic order is basically you're telling God, the universe, or higher self what you want. So what I did was I took a piece of paper out of my manifestation journal. I wrote down the current date and time, and then also I wrote down the date and time of what I wanted to manifest, and then also I wrote a description. And basically, I don't want to get into it because I'm still in the process of creating it. I wrote down a particular opportunity that I wanted to take advantage of, and I said I wanted it to come by Friday. And guess what? This past Friday, I received a phone call for that particular offer, right? And then we're in the process of negotiating it Monday. So technically, I did receive an offer on Friday. So it absolutely worked. So yes, get into that mindset of if there are specific things you want by particular dates, hey, go ahead and do a cosmic order. What can you lose by it? And you know, I know some people, when it comes to manifestations, they like to be specific, and then sometimes people like to be general, and I'm that way. Certain situations I can go general, certain situations I can go specific. But definitely start writing down your cosmic order, and when you get it, make sure you write it off and say, hey, I manifested this. The next thing is, this is another technique that I actually use. When I tell y'all it absolutely worked, I used it last year. What I recommend is write down all of the months of the years of the year, right? And then write down your individual bill. And by the bill, what I recommend is writing paid in full, zero balance or something like that. Or you can just write paid or write PD and just write that down for the entire year. And then also I have at the end of each month, with the remaining abundance of several different strains of income, of money, I can do what I want. I can do with what I want with joy, something along those lines. So yes, write down that your bills are paid in full, and also write down that you have extra streams of income of money to do whatever you want to do with. When I tell y'all, this absolutely works. I remember someone telling me this years ago, and me actually trying it. Well, actually last year was not the first time. I tried it before. I did it a couple months and then I forgot. And then I remember when last year ended, I said, you know what? Let me do this for the first of the year and see how it works. So far so good. So definitely write your bills down. And then another thing too, if there is something that you need to complete, let's just say you're in school, right? Or you're working, you have tasks that you need to do. Let's just say you have sales that you want to meet. Write down each month I made X amount of sales, right? If you have homework, right? I completed each scheduled homework, whatever. Basically, whatever you know that you have to do in advance, write it down as if you already completed it. Because what will happen is you will be encouraged to do it, right? And you will see how your life will sculpt. So yes, start writing down things that you want to do as if you already did it in advance. And I guarantee you, you'll see a change in your life. Last but not least, journaling. Oh my goodness. And I have to admit, I've been slacking off of it, but I'm about to start back doing it a lot, because I remember like last year when I was journaling, I was able to really just process my feelings and my emotions, and then also it was another form of scripting. Like after I release my feelings and emotions, and I will write down my manifestations, you know, the good things that happened to me today, and then you know I would also affirm other things that I want to create in my life. And when I tell y'all, when you just get into the habit of writing as if things already manifested and how your life is wonderful and just the things that you want to experience, you will start seeing your world configure to what you want to experience. So yeah, get back to writing. I remember recently I told somebody this, because what I actually do once a week is I create a little chart And I write down the things that I want to complete. Now, granted, I don't complete everything, but I just like to write them down just so I can see the different tasks that I want to at least attempt to do, so I can always have it on paper and it's not swirling in my mind. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. No. All the things that I want to do, I can actually write it down in a chart. And if I do complete it, I can write complete. So I write those things down, such as fitness goals, spiritual goals, things related to my career, and things related to my hobbies. And for me, it just keeps me aware of the things that I plan on doing or want to do. Also, write down affirmations for the year. Also, write down, I'll go far as say, write down affirmations for the quarters in the year. We have four quarters, right? I'll even go as far as write, there are some group of people that actually write down a 100-year plan. And that is amazing. And that group of people, they are very, very successful because they are always creating their life. Everything in their life has a specific reason or intention behind it. That's another thing. I know this is not about writing, but I just want to add this as well too, because this is my spirit and I'm flowing. Be intentional with your life. Everything in your world has a particular meaning in your life. And if it's in your world, you need to bless it. So I'll give you an example, and I've spoken about this before. Let's just say you have a vehicle. You should say to yourself, you know, my car works. My car works good. Every time I put my key in the ignition, it works. You don't want to say your car is raggedy and it always breaks down. You want to think positively about your car. Same thing when it comes to your apartment. You don't want to view your apartment as raggedy and tore down, filled with crime and rodents or whatever. You want to start thinking positive. When it comes to your job, you don't want to create enemies in your mind. And if you think about it, a lot of times that's how we create enemies, actually all the time. Because think about it, you have an interaction with somebody, you automatically think they're being shady or they don't like you or they're judging you, whatever the case may be. If you're on a job, and I don't care if you like it or not, but if you happen to be on it, you need to bless it. You need to say, hey, I love my job. I have good interactions with my coworkers. I'm compensated well for the services that I render. Again, if you are a part of something, you need to have positive intentions. Even when it comes to government, even when it comes to the country and the state that you're living in. And I'm not just saying this just to say it, because I'll be honest, before I started my spiritual journey, there was a season in my life where I was extremely negative and pessimistic. And guess what? I had a negative life and a pessimistic life. And when I started realizing that I am creating my reality and life is responding to me, not happening to me. And I was like, you know what? Let me change the energy of XYZ. Let me place some positive intentions behind it. My life started changing. Another thing too is when it comes to your body. Stop thinking negative about your body. Stop speaking down on your body. Stop telling yourself that you're sick. Stop saying that, you know, talking about death. Stop even using, I've said this before too, stop using a death emoji. I don't know how many times throughout the day I hear people saying that they're dead or this took them out or they're deceased or whatever the case may be. Stop that. If you're going to say anything like that, say that it gives you life. Say that this is inspirational. Say that this is amazing, but stop speaking about death. Stop conjuring and calling death to you. And I know some people may be like, oh my goodness, God is Chrissy Marie, you're being extra. No. Their words matter. There are no coincidences. You speak life or you speak death or you speak curses over life, over your life. Speak highly over yourself at all times. And I don't care what the 3D says. I don't care what it says on the news. I don't care what your mama say, your daddy say, your husband, your wife, your cousin, your children. You need to speak life over yourself. Life upon life upon life upon life. You need to tell yourself consistently that goodness always follows you. That good things are always happening to you. That life loves you, life supports you, and that people always show up in your life to help you and love you and support you. You need to think like that. You need to become a tough-minded optimist. And I've spoken about that book before. The name of the author, it should come back to me, but if it don't, Google it. Tough-minded optimist. If you don't have that book, go get it. Because basically what it talks about, no one said life was going to be a walk in the park every day. However, you basically what it's saying is no matter what you go through, you still have to have a positive mind. And it doesn't mean you can't feel your feelings and emotions, but you can't stay there. You have to be a tough-minded optimist. And it's extremely important because, again, life is responding to you. And on that note, you already know I absolutely love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so very much for supporting me over the years. And you already know I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.